Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now today for Wise Money. We have some interesting news for you, too. We have some great people coming up in the next few weeks. I think you'll really want to listen because the topics are going to be fun.
Next couple weeks, we're going to have an estate planning attorney, Annie Brules, join us to answer some questions, talk about wills and trusts, etc. And if you've got a question that you'd like brought up, give us a call or give me a call. I'll see that that question is answered. Call me at 651-436-3997.
And call me at 651-365-5000.
And we should let the people know that you can remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name
That's right.
So just to remain anonymous, just give us your question. You can even call us here at the radio station and drop off your question and give us a call, and we'll pass it on.
Okay. That'd be great. Okay, Garwin, let's just talk about who's coming. I want to expand on that a little bit.
Okay, we're going to try to add people to do two shows in a row because it makes it, we get more information out that way. So besides Annie, then we'll go on and add some more people like that.
We got good reviews over the last person that was on. He was a delight.
He was a delight. So, all right, I got a question. In fact, I got two questions. I got my renewal for my long-term care insurance, and I'm getting a rate increase. Question number one is why? Well, the why is easy to answer. The companies just cannot protect their reserves with this low interest rate. It's that simple. They're getting brutalized by this low interest rate.
Now tell me about the reserves, because people don't understand reserves.
If I insure Bob, and let's say let's make it life insurance real simple. Bob buys $100,000 life insurance from me. They have to set aside money. It doesn't all go in the pockets of the agent and the company. They have to set aside money called reserves to pay that claim because they know someday, when, might be tomorrow, it might be 40 years from now, Bob is going to die, and they have to be able to pay that $100,000 out. So those dollars are sitting there waiting to pay Bob's claim. Now, it isn't necessarily $100,000. They actuarially decide how much they need to put away. But it's the same thing for the long-term care. They know there's going to be claims. They have to set aside reserve money.
And that reserve is extremely important because if you have a long-term care, something, you know,
crisis.
You're hurt or crisis, you want to be sure that that's money coming to you to protect
right.
you and to pay your bills.
Or life insurance or disability. It all works the same way. Monies have to be set aside to pay that claim.
And the costs have been going up.
And the costs have been going up. Now, what can Bob or Fred or whoever has this long-term care policy, what can they do about it? Well, frankly, you're kind of limited. They will send you a letter saying, we're going to increase your rates. Yeah, okay. Is there anything else you can do? Well, yeah, you could cut your benefits back a little bit. One of the things I've done with several of my clients is take the cost of living off. We had 5% cost of living when I wrote many of those policies.
Those are extra riders.
Those are extra riders, and we pull those off because now the policies, they were for $150 a day. Now they may be $220 or $230 a day. We don't need all that coverage. Obviously, you need it if you have a serious claim, but typically most people don't need that much coverage. So we drop that rider off.
So the different riders are added on to the basic policy, and they're there for different reasons. And so the thing is, you have to look at your policy, and then you should sit down with your agent.
Right, or somebody, and talk about it. Now, one of the questions is, why don't I try another company? That answer is no. And the question is, why? Because you're older. You're 8, 10, 12, 15 years older, and those rates have gone up dramatically. So no. that is not going to work to try another company. No. And your health is probably bad.
I was going to say, and don't forget, your health may have changed too, because the companies look very carefully at that.
Oh, boy. Okay, Leanne, I've got a toughie for you. How long is this market going to keep going up?
Oh, forever, I hope. However, we know it can't go on forever. But so far, we've seen very good signs, both globally and here in the States with our different companies. We've seen low unemployment. We've seen more people going to work, consequently. We've seen the companies doing well. The companies are expanding. They're paying. If you have large caps, they are paying dividends. So we're seeing an economy that is improving. We're seeing people getting jobs. We're seeing companies doing well. So this could go on for a while yet. Just be sure that you are diversified in your portfolio and don't worry about it from day to day. And don't expect this market to be up forever because will go through a correction down the line.
You just promised.
Oh, I know. I would love to promise. But I have gotten calls from people saying, you know, is this going to go on forever? No, it can't go on forever. But from everything we've seen, the Fed seems more confident. The economy is doing well. All of the good signs are there. And it could go on a while yet. So just be sure you know your portfolio and understand that diversification might be a good part of that portfolio.
And this week was the anniversary of the October crash in 87, right?
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Very good, Bob. Yeah.
But yes.
Blew her balloon up.
Oh, no.
But understand it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Corrections do happen, and sometimes you don't know why they happen until things come out later. That's where the diversification of your investments are important. And when you look at that diversification, another way to kind of protect yourself is to look at the fact if you add to it monthly, you may have a big lump sum you can divide among different investments, but you also should think about you could add to it monthly. If the market goes down, you buy more shares of something. If the market goes up, you buy fewer, but then it kind of spreads out the risk. So if you're adding to a retirement account, you're adding to it probably monthly at work, which is great. And then you can look at the rest of your portfolio to have it adjust with that.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Question. I had a call. A fellow asked me, he said, I've got an annuity. And he said, I've been told I should get my annuity into the market. Okay. So my question was to him was, how old are you? And what's your market risk? Now, why are those things important? He really wasn't sure what kind of an annuity he had, but he bought it 15, 18 years ago.
So he's not a young chick.
He's not a young kid, no. I suspect he had a fixed annuity, which means he's getting
a fixed rate.
Fixed rate, he's not getting rich on it, but it's there. But he said the annuity that was proposed to him was to get into the market. Well, that is a variable annuity. And my question is, could you stand 2009 again? In other words, could you stand and lose 40% of your annuity, or 30, or 20? And he said, no.
So a lot depends upon your age if you're going into that kind of an annuity.
That's right. So I didn't say he should or shouldn't do it, but you got to be very, very careful depending on your age, your risk level, what kind, does it fit? Does it really, really, truly fit what you're trying to do?
There was one other thing you should bring up. With a variable annuity, you have more expenses.
They are loaded with expenses, typically, yes. And I never went that route with him, but I was trying to make sure that he was, and he sounded like he was a mature gentleman, so he probably should not get into the variable.
I think you should explain how annuities work, period.
Well, an annuity simply is a product put out by a life insurance company, and there's really three kinds. There's the fixed that pays you an interest rate every year, no big deal. There's the variable that has a wrap around it of mutual funds.
Yeah, so there's several different kinds of mutual funds within that variable annuity, so you do have a lot of choices.
And there's the index. The index follows an indice, such as the Dow or the S&P, and that's more conservative than the variable, but more aggressive than the fixed. So there are different different products available.
And an annuity will give you an income stream, too.
That's really what it's designed
to
do.
That's the big plus to it.
Right. Now, I'm going to bring up again, remember, next 2 weeks we're going to have an estate planning attorney on. We'd love to have a couple questions to be able to say the audience has asked. Mm-hmm. If you've got a question, give me a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
What type of questions should people be looking at to get answered from
this person? Well, the question is, one of the questions I know we're going to talk about, because do I need a will, or are beneficiaries good enough?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or do I need a trust?
Okay.
That's probably the big question that everybody has. Do I really need to have a will? Mm-hmm. Do I have a trust? What do I do? What shouldn't I do?
What's appropriate for me?
What's
and
appropriate
also,
for me, yeah.
You also have to look at your age. You have to
and
look
your assets.
And your assets. All of those things are very, very important.
And what am I trying to do with my money? If you're going to give it to Garwin Lenander, just put it on a beneficiary and I get my money. That's
yeah.
fine. But typically that doesn't work out that way. Okay. Leanne. When would you recommend some of your people to go look at long-term care. When would you recommend that they look at long-term care?
When they get into their late 40s and into their 50s and then on into their 60s, especially the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
Because of the age. If you buy it too early, it's cheaper, but you're not going to leave long-term care right away. But if you buy it too late, you're going to pay a lot, and then your health can change. So you have to think carefully about why you want long-term care, plus what family history do you
That's
have.
That's probably the big thing, that if you have certain maladies in your family, diabetes, for example, or history of heart attacks or strokes, you ought to be looking at that as soon as possible. And I'm talking in the 40s, before you have a crisis strike. Because if it's in the family, it's very likely you're going to have a problem.
And that's why you want to be careful about when you choose to buy one.
Right. And that's, again, is very, very important. Okay, got one more question. I got a quick call from a kid the other day. He was joining a company, and he was offered put money in his 401k and a 5% match. How much should he put in, Leanne?
He should put up to the match for sure.
Minimum.
Because the match actually gives you an extra 5% or the extra amount.
So you're getting a raise, basically.
You're getting a raise.
You're getting 100% of return. Let's just make it real simple. He puts 5% in, and they max him 5%. He gets 100% return on his 5%.
Right, and that makes
simple.
A big difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is fabulous.
Free money.
It's free money, and that's why it's very important that you take whatever you can get on that. Maybe only 3%. Well, then you do. Mm-hmm. Now, you can do more. There are limits to what you can do, but you should always, always, always take whatever the max is, and then if you can add some more, that's great. So, join us next week, next couple of weeks. Leanne, give your phone number again quickly.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Love to have a question or two to bring up to Annie, and then we can build our program off there. So thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.